A reading from the letter of St. James. Dearest brothers and sisters, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. The Word of the Lord. The first and third readings of today's liturgy present what for me is a two-dimensional view of Christian life. In the first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, we hear Moses tell the people, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe. Observe them carefully, for thus you will give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations." Living the good life seems for the author of Deuteronomy to be a matter of working from the outside in. Observe the law, do what the Lord commands, and you will grow in intelligence and wisdom so that even other nations will be able to see how wise and intelligent you are. Now, this direction, this dimension from the outside to the inside has long been a part of Christian thinking as well. St. Thomas and all the medieval theologians talked about virtue, which on the natural level is a matter of doing what is right, so that you might grow in the habit of doing right and be able to continue to do right more wisely, more frequently, and more efficiently. Growth in virtue has long been a part of Christian teaching. On the other hand, in the third reading from the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says to the people, from within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, and the rest. And Jesus seems to be saying that the life he teaches is a matter of going from the inside to the outside. If you are evil inside, you will do evil things on the outside. And conversely, I think he would teach that if you are good on the inside, then you will do good things on the outside. So, as opposed to an outside-inside approach, as we read about in Deuteronomy, Jesus seems to be teaching an inside-to-the-outside view. And this dimension also has been long a part of Christian life, with its emphasis on developing the interior life, letting the love of God grow within us, so that that love might be reflected in our lives. those are the two dimensions that I see in today's first and third reading, from the outside to the inside, and from the inside to the outside. And as I have said, both have coexisted within the Christian tradition for many, many centuries. Oh, sometimes there's been conflict. I remember as a young man arguing with my Lutheran friends about which was more important, faith or works, the faith approach being more, as we understood it, going from the faith inside us to doing the good things which show that faith, or from what I thought was the Catholic viewpoint, doing good things so that faith inside us would grow. Now, the second reading of today's liturgy gives us what I think is an important third dimension to our Christian life. All good giving and every perfect life is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. In fact, Christian living is not primarily about either what comes from within us and goes to the outside, or what starts as outside actions and ends up in growing virtue within us. Christian living is primarily not about what happens in us, but about what God does through us. Both creating within us, through our baptism, his life within us, and in giving us the strength to carry that faith, that life out into our exterior lives. And that is why I think the reading today ends, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction," that is, to carry out what God commands us to do with regard to others, and to keep oneself unstained, undefiled, undistracted by the world, undistracted from letting the love and the life of God grow within us. Christian life, it seems to me, these three readings are telling us together, is not two-dimensional, inside and outside. It is three-dimensional, letting God do within us and without us what is his will to be done.